Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. This is Ephesus Baptist Church. This is God's house, the house He's provided for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Our text this morning is Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. And I invite you to follow along in your Bible or one from the pew rack in front of you as I read Jeremiah 6, 16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. May God add His blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of His Word. Theodore Seuss Geisel, whom we know as Dr. Seuss, wrote a poem which is directly on point with my message this morning. And I shall recite it to you. Did I ever tell you about the young Zode who came to a fork in the middle of the road? He looked one way and the other way too. The Zode had to make up his mind what to do. Well, the Zode scratched his head, his chin, and his pants, and said to himself, I'll be taking a chance. If I go to place one, that place may be hot. So how will I know if I like it or not? On the other hand, though, I feel such a fool if I go to place two and find it's too cool. In that place, I may catch a chill and turn blue. So place one may be the best place, not place two. On the other hand, though, if place one is too high, I might get a terrible earache and die. On the other hand, though, if place two is too low, I might get some terrible pain in my toe. So place one may be best. And he started to go and he stopped and he said, On the other hand, though, and for 36 hours and one half, that Zode made starts and stops at the fork in the road, saying, no, don't take a chance, you may not be right. Then he got an idea that was wonderfully bright. Play safe, cried the Zode. I'm no dunce. I'll simply start off to both places at once. And that's how the Zode, who would not take a chance, went nowhere at all with a split in his pants. The Zode could not decide which way to go. So he decided not to make a decision. Instead, he tried to take both roads at once, and in his indecision, he made a decision. He would not take a chance, so he went nowhere at all with a split in his pants. Have you ever had difficulty making a decision? I know I have, and in the Bible, God is constantly instructing His people to decide. In Joshua 25:24-15, Joshua challenged the Israelites to choose for yourself this day whom you shall serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. 200 years later, on Mount Carmel, Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, serve Him. If Baal is God, serve him. Make up your mind. Make a choice. Make a decision. To decide not to decide is to decide. Think about that. To decide not to decide is to decide. And in today's text, we find Jeremiah telling God's people to stand at the crossroads and to look and ask for the ancient paths, and ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find peace. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus echoed Jeremiah's words Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Jesus tells us we have to make a choice between the two roads in life. One is wide and is easy to travel, and most people choose this road. The other we know is narrow. It leads to eternal life, but few choose it. But we must make a choice. Some people, like the Zod, want to try to compromise. For them, the narrow road is, well, it's too narrow. In fact, the world has a phrase for this narrow path. It's called narrow-mindedness, because it is intolerant, according to them. It's too strict. A little of Jesus is a good thing, but it's possible to be too moral, too straight-laced, too pure. So loosen up, we are told. Don't be so serious. Put a little worldliness in your faith. The world also has a phrase for the broad or wide path. They call it broad-minded. It's tolerant. It's accepting. It encourages us to do our own thing. In 2006, the Barna Research Group conducted a survey of persons in their 20s and 30s. And the result of the survey was that compared to those over 40, this survey group was twice as likely to have viewed sexually explicit movies or videos. 2.5 times more likely to have viewed sexually explicit content on the internet. 3 times more likely to have viewed graphic content online. 2.5 times more likely to have slept with someone to whom they were not married. 75% viewed living together as being morally acceptable. 1/2 believed that homosexual relationships were okay. And 70% believed that morality was flexible. There were no moral absolutes. Their definition of morality was, take the broad road. Go for the wide gate. Don't be so narrow-minded. Don't make the choices so hard. Just go with the flow, and God, if He exists, will understand. How many of us have taken that broad way, that wide gate, have pretended that what we were doing was okay? Even as Christians, we get caught up in this type of thinking. We go to parties and drink with the boys or the girls just to be one of them. We use profanity and laugh at the filthy jokes just to be one of the gang. We sleep with our girlfriends or boyfriends because we pretend that it's okay because we love each other. We say God will understand. But the question is, will He understand? Is there a loophole in God's Word that lets us take that broad way, that lets us enter that wide gate and still have eternal life? Well, let's consider what God tells us. In 2 Corinthians 6:14, He says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have to in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and... What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Make a choice, God says. We can choose eternal life by walking that narrow path, which pleases God. We can be broad-minded and ending up spending eternity in a place I think none of us desire to be. But regardless, God says we must make a choice. And as I stated earlier, by not choosing, we are making that choice. God knows it is difficult for us to make a decision. So in our text today, he instructs us how to make the right decision. His first instruction is to realize that the decision is to be made is most important. Stand at the crossroads and look, God says. We know we are at a crossroads when we arrive there. It doesn't take a genius to figure out you're at a fork in the road when you're standing there and there's a fork in the road. So we should realize we have to make a decision because we cannot take both paths. Sometimes it will be easy to determine which path to take. And I firmly believe that the more we study God's Word, the more we attend His house of worship and fellowship with other believers, the easier it will be to make the correct choice. The problem, I feel, is not in determining so much which road is the right one. Most of us know in our heart of hearts what is right. But the problem is facing the possibility that the journey is not going to be a pleasant one. It's not going to be an easy one. It's not going to be one that we relish. We'll face the risk of being ridiculed, persecuted, and rejected. Friends, the rewards will be worth the suffering. Sadly, in our nation, students have been denied their graduation diplomas. Scientists have lost their jobs. Beauty queens have lost their crowns. Politicians have been ridiculed and run out of office. And businessmen and women have been sued, all because they took a stand for God. They chose that narrow path with the narrow gate, knowing probably that it was going to be difficult, that it was not going to be easy. And don't allow anyone to fool you into thinking that following Jesus is going to be easy, because it is not. You stand at the crossroads, you look around, you count the cost of each path that you may take, and you realize the narrow path may be difficult. It is narrow. And there is a reason that few choose it, because it is so difficult. But I want you to know that when you're standing there at that crossroads, God is watching you. He is waiting to see which decision you will make, which path you take, which journey in life you will travel. And He is wanting to reward you for making the right decision. Also in our text, God instructs us to ask for assistance in locating the good paths or the good ways or the correct way. Don't merely look at the paths. Jeremiah says to ask for advice. And seek counsel, because sometimes the choice will be difficult for you alone to determine. Proverbs 15:22, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. There's no shame in asking for directions, men, women. We need advice from time to time. Sometimes that's the only means of getting the right answer, is asking for advice. But seeking advice is never enough. Jeremiah teaches us to ask where the good way is and walk in it. It's not enough just to be told you need to travel the narrow path. You need to go through the narrow gate. It's not enough to simply say we wish we could walk with Jesus. We have to make a conscious decision to walk with Him, to follow the narrow path, to know that we'll have difficulty, to know we may be rejected, to know we may be ridiculed. Pastor Larry Elder makes an interesting observation about which I was reading this week. You know, Jeremiah said, stand at the crossroads. Well, Pastor Elder says for us it is quite literally standing before a cross in the road. He noted that in the days of Jesus, the throngs flocked to Jesus because He fed them. And they wanted to see signs and miracles done, and yet they walked away when He failed to give them what they wanted and tell them what they wanted to hear. Jesus could have kept the crowds coming. All He had to do was to give them excitement and entertainment and intrigue. But instead, He told them to take up the cross and follow Me. Jesus told His disciples, if anyone would come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for Me will find it. A lot of us come to that cross in the road. And there it is, standing in our path. There's Jesus right in front of us, and He says, take up the cross and follow Me. Many people, sadly, stop right there. They don't travel any further. They don't pick up the cross. They try to compromise and hope that it will either fool God or appease God, and He will agree with one foot in one path and one foot in the other path. Jesus will not be satisfied, nor will the Father be satisfied. As Jeremiah said, if we choose that right path, then our souls will find rest. If we choose to follow Jesus down the narrow path, we will have peace in our lives. So the ultimate question this morning is, which path will you follow? Will you be broad-minded and follow that broad path which allows you to choose which part of Jesus that you want? Not too much Jesus, just enough to make you comfortable. Come to church maybe on Sunday. You know, don't get too involved with the teaching or serving on committees or supporting the activities of the church. But then there's the narrow path. It's the one so few choose. It seems too narrow for many. However, if we choose that path, it passes the cross to the empty tomb, to the resurrection of Jesus and eternal life with Him. Too many of us stop at that cross in the road. We travel no further. We know Jesus was crucified us, yet we really do not make the decision to follow Him. What is your decision today? Has the Holy Spirit been touching your heart and your mind and leading you? Maybe this week, this past week, maybe this morning as we go through the worship, to accept Jesus, to follow that narrow path, and to go through that narrow gate. If so, we would love to have you come forward and share that decision with us to let us know that you have chosen the correct path.